Blog Talk Radio.
Bringing voices to power. Grassroots mouthpiece.
It's the rap. Hip hop. The rap.
They can't stop us. United Voices with Sherry Saunders. Sundays 5 to 7. The Child Support Hustle is real. You can catch the Child Support Hustle show Saturdays from 5 to 7 with co-hosts Drew D. and Kenya R. The Child Support Hustle is real. Bringing voices to power. Catch me on HuntsvilleBlack.com. That's HuntsvilleBlack.com. Let your voice be heard on HuntsvilleBlack.com. Don't miss the Grassroots Mouthpiece Show, Tuesdays from 8 to 10, bringing voices to power.
To the rail. Hip hop.
Bringing voices to power.
I'll go to him.
All right, in this episode of Bringing Voices to Power, I have Rob Wheeler, the Ham Team and Parents. Rob would bring us up to date about the activities of the organization and how the community can get involved in the great things that are happening with them. Okay, good evening, Rob and Ham Team and Parents. How's it going?
Good.
Yeah. All right, they in the house, we can hear them. Rob, would you like to introduce some of the parents or some of the players here? Yeah, we all were just being a little silly before the
We've
show.
We've got
we still got a little bit of it.
Janae Powell, my auntie, Ms. Harris, Travion Smith, Stephen McMillan, Dawson Shoemate, Regina Harris, Imani, I really know her last name. Rihanna Hurd, Heather McMillan, Andrea Chester, Leah Nelson, India Smith, Lauren Hall, Asia Watkins, Shatea Legon, Juwan Powell, Manette Legon. I see Asia Mom in the bet. Cynthia O'Connor and Gwenda Hurt.
Woo! All right, let me ask the first question. I'm going to get something started. Who is the fastest in this room?
Lauren.
All right,
now,
is that the 100? Okay.
Everything.
Rob, you want to tell us a little bit about some of the things y'all been doing lately, some of the accomplishments and some of the competition?
Right now, I mean, we've got several state champs in here. A lot of kids lay a lot of groundwork for some Division I scholarships. We've done a lot of community service, Huntsville Rescue Mission, Boys and Girls Club off Seminole. Just great kids, man.
Yeah, that's what I like. You getting them started early on giving back to the community, and we need that. We don't have enough young people doing that these days.
Right, right. I mean, can I talk honestly?
Yeah, talk honestly. Okay. This is internet radio.
Right, I promise. I won't cuss. But the idea was, when I was in college, and Travion can speak to this, was they had an NCAA compliance office, which was basically your mother and daddy when you left home. Whereas most kids go off to school, not in athletics, they have to learn the process of studying, staying with the parties, just different. And a lot of them got wrapped up in it. But athletes were pretty much almost guaranteed success because they had a compliance office that was making sure you had all your classes for everyone, making sure your grades are where they need to be, making sure you're in mandatory study hall, where everything you need to be. And what I wanted to do in the beginning was to create something very similar to an NCAA compliance office athletically, where we stayed on the athletes for their grades, stay on the athletes for their test scores, stay on the athletes for their performances, and all in all, just make them well-rounded individuals. And I mean, it's turned off amazingly.
So you stay engaged even after they leave from you with their college?
Yeah, I can't get rid of them. I try. I try.
Okay. Okay, parents, how do y'all feel about, any of the parents want to tell us how y'all feel about the system?
I love what Rob's doing. Kids off the street, you know what he's doing. He's the best coach.
Okay, okay. What about you, sir?
This is our first year with Coach Rob. Been with Rob now actually about 2.5 months. And my daughter, India Smith, that's an upcoming sophomore at Sparkman High School, first year ever ran track, and we was looking for some development with her, and we found the best. And if you look across the room, I think you have some of the best athletes in the state of Alabama right here in this room. You know, as Coach Rob mentioned, you have state champions that's sitting in this room. You have athletes that probably win it. And it's a great organization. I don't think it's another organization out there that's doing some of the things that we're doing. So I'm very impressed with what Coach Rob and the Ham organization is all about.
Facts.
Hey, the numbers don't lie. Hey, if you guys got it, you got it. You got to, you know.
Speed is speed.
Yeah, you got to talk it. You got to talk it. You got to talk it. Okay, who want to tell me about, this is what I always wanted to know. When you run in track and it's a person just right a few steps ahead of you, what's going through your mind if you're trying to catch this person?
Get those knees up.
You got any people that run the hurdles?
We got three in the room right now. We got
right here.
Shatea Legon, which is actually quite remarkable. She's a freshman and finished 3rd, 7A in the state, and she was also in our age group 7th nationally last year at the Junior Olympics. We got Leah Nelson, who's 8th grade. She's, at that age, the fastest kid since Lauren.
Wow.
At that age.
Wow. Hey, Leah Nelson, stand up. Let's see. You got all this going on. Great job.
And we got Dawson, who's a hurdler from Madison Academy. He's pretty stellar.
Okay, Madison Academy. They usually have a tough football team, too, Madison Academy.
I think you play bass. You got a ring, don't you?
Yeah. Oh, you got a ring. Yeah. Oh, okay.
I mean, I don't see it, but
okay. You need to put that thing around your neck, man. Wear that.
okay, you talked about how good they were doing in academics. Tell us a little about the academics.
Ideally, with NCAA requirements changing, I don't know how people understand core for NCAA and core for your high school GPA, but typical standards that they raised the core GPA to 243. So that's with stripping away all the fluff, and then you've got normal class that NCAA considers as fluff as well. So with them GPA-wise, I think the lowest, I don't think we have an ACT score below 24 in there. So those have taken it. Serenity got a 30. Janae, if you don't want me to say it, she did pretty good, though.
This lady's going to be a doctor.
Yes, and I don't – does anybody in the room have a GPA under 2.9?
No.
No. So you get a pass in the back. We don't roll like that.
Oh, that's
so
good. That's good.
But the goal of that is when it comes time to get kids in school, typically what I do is I take the electronic copy of the transcripts and I comb through it myself, doing the math according to what the NCAA standards are based off the three core maths, four core Englishes, and all that good stuff. So I calculate the GPA based off that, and I take their ACT score and work the sliding scale and do all mm-hmm. the jostling with that for the NCAA. But the earlier we can get with them, putting them in AP classes and all that good stuff, getting them pushing for the ACT is pretty much a walk in the park academically when it comes time to get them eligible for the NCAA.
Okay.
And most of them walk out of here with both academic and athletic scholarships anyway. So
what college do you hear from the most that shows the most interest in your program?
I talked to the University of Miami today. Western Kentucky talks to me often. And what else? Alabama is in my voicemail. Got to call them back. So.
Hey, Alabama, yeah. I think you better call them back.
So.
But you have, do you know how many you've sent to Alabama who will have came through your program? And how many do you have there now?
Wait, it's two questions. Hold on. Six that have been to Alabama. Two and a half there now.
Okay.
Seven that's been there. Two and a half that are there now.
Okay, we're going to take a 5-6 minute break, and we will be right back with Rob Wheeler and the Ham Team.
Woo!
Team and Rob Wheeler with the parent. And I wanted to ask him, how can the community get involved and help you guys out? Is, you know, let us know all the websites, the Twitters, and where they can even donate, whether it's money or anything that you might need.
The website is www.hamteamhuntsville.com. We have a booster club that we started that supports the team. It's 501c3. If you can donate money, tax deductible, we like it, cash, check, charge, anything that can help. But every dime that you get will go towards fulfilling the mission. And with the kids in this room and everything that they've done, it's the next few years that we're trying to plan out would like to be even more remarkable, as far as most of them in this room will be in New York in March. We're trying to go out to Oregon, out to California. There's a couple meets in Virginia that we're trying to get indoor season in. Couple of trips up to Vanderbilt that's highly competitive college meet. So we need funds to fund this. I mean, I ask a lot of the parents for my vision, and they're spending money on behalf of their own kids. I would like to raise enough so they can support their kids without bankrupting themselves. So.
Yes, and I'm hoping that I'll be able to help you guys out with some fundraising, and we're gonna get together and we're gonna work on that. Maybe I'll see if the people who run this let us do a car wash here or something, or
okay,
just do a live online fundraiser.
That'll work.
We'll have everybody here.
That'll work, and the fundraising is just not in season. If anybody knows grant opportunities that they can help us with, we also have Cage Code, government registry, everything is good to go. So any advice, anything you can help the mission, we could use it. The show won't stop, but you know, you can hop in behind us and start rolling.
I know that's right. Okay, the next, you said your next meet is when? Or you, this is the offset?
We're going to Knoxville this weekend. So tomorrow's a getaway day. We'll be competing in Knoxville Friday morning, and Saturday will be done about 1:15. And then after that, we're off to Birmingham on the 15th, and we are off to Detroit, Michigan, July 29th through August 5th.
Sounds good. Got a busy schedule. Mm-hmm. Okay. What I want to do now is just tell my listeners about the Biz Factory. I'm going to tell you a little bit about it, but after we get through this, I want all y'all to take a tour, because you'll be able to take advantage of it. We'll have a lot of services that you can take advantage of. And the Biz Factory is just like a startup accelerator that offers a unique space, mentorships, and guidance. You can also get private day offices here. Like I said, we'll have the Google Fiber here real soon. So does anybody want to shout out their friends, their parents, anybody? The mic is hot. This is what they say when I do spoken word. The mic is hot. So whoever want to step up to the mic, say what you want to say.
Coming to the mic. Okay.
She's the fastest. She got the fastest. Own that. Take that. That's yours.
Shout out to my YouTube channel, Lauren's Life. Okay.
Plug it.
Shout out to my Instagram,
Lojo18.
Follow me.
Okay. We might have that marketing person in here. That might be the marketing person right there. Okay, anybody else want to shout out friends, themselves?
Nay.
Who I got shout out?
I don't know your family.
Who?
Well, Taya, Drea.
I'm going to give a shout out to all y'all for when I saw the pictures of y'all folding those clothes and in that soup kitchen. Man, that's great work. I did that stuff like that all my entire life. Well, some, but when I got to Alabama A&M in 2004, ever since then, I raised money for the North Alabama Food Bank, and we feed the homeless. Between me and my sister and our organization, we feed about 30 families.
Wow.
We're trying to get up to 100. And they can come. We feed them twice a week. Come
wow.
Get all they want. And we also give away clothes and things like that, because I retired from Alabama A&M, and I can get like all the clothes and things like that. So we go out and we give it to churches and people in local communities. So is anybody in here thinking about going to a local college?
Hold on, can I send a shout out first?
Oh, go ahead, shout them out.
Travion here, shout out to him. Me and him go back. I haven't told you fully how far we go back yet.
Uh-oh.
So you
don't go all the way back there.
Fully
don't
how
take
go
us back
yet.
There.
But Manette Ligon in the back. Cynthia O'Connor is the treasurer. Glenda is the secretary, but the community service, you mentioned that, is actually her, just her passionate life, pretty much. And she reached out to the rescue mission. She pushed it hard the first time we went, second time we went, and it's really something that she charges up for. And I wanted to thank her for that opportunity and everything that she's done in that regard. I want to thank you. I want to thank Cynthia for what she's done on the treasury part, always bugging me about receipts. And
keep those books straight.
And Manette is like the tone rod down. Let the kids have a good time. I mean, she arranges the kids. Bowling, which I don't go to, but I will next time. Bowling, team get-togethers, pool. It's, as much as I hate to give them reprieve, she really...
She's doing a good job.
Yeah.
All right. With that, I guess we'll wrap it up. But the Ham team is always welcome on my show. Like I said, just who all was on the first show? Was anybody? Just you?
Everybody else graduated.
Oh, did they? You still can listen to their show. The links are here forever. And I want you to use this to share it with people if they want to know something about some of the athletes and how they can donate to you. So use that link over. Plug, you need to put this on her YouTube channel. Y'all need to get on her YouTube channel, get the whole Ham team on there. Yeah, and get those likes up. so she can get that revenue going.
Shout out to everyone. Donate. Shut up.
Yeah.
Please, we need it.
Yeah, and I'm going to help you. Like I said, I'm going to be here, and this place could be a place where you could hold fundraisers. If we let our members out in here. Go ahead.
Can I do a shout out to our
go ahead
loving Coach Rob?
Yes.
And what I like about him, he gets the results. That's why I had to have him back on the show, and he welcomed any time to use this show for any purposes that y'all may need.
It's like a dad to the kids.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, I think, like, when I came up, everybody used to say what my generation and all the other generations were not. So my goal was, following the example of my parents, was to show what the generations can be. Yeah. So I strive, I push, give everything I've got, and hopefully one day when I no longer want to do this and I move off West Coast, I leave a nice impact behind.
You can't leave us in Bama, man.
Yeah, I'm out, bro.
But you'll still be seeing old time from there, right?
That I will. That I will.
Oh, yeah.
That
okay, we'll do that then.
Maybe you'll see him again in 2 years. Oh, great, because the kid's running.
Yeah. You'll see him. Y'all be in track with me. You'll be hiding behind the bushes peeking.
I do that anyway.
But that's what made me reach out to him. I seen the work that you was doing, and I said, it's not many people out there willing to give that time and effort to do that. It takes a whole lot of dedication and caring. You know, he really cares about y'all.
That's his love.
Being successful. And that's why it's succeeding right now. And it shows. All right, with that, nobody want to shout out our man?
Rob!
Y'all going to just leave this open mic up here, testing 1, 2.
It's okay, look. I'm in 6th grade, so don't judge your name, but it's flex. Okay, look. I don't want to make another one because I got too many views, but y'all should go add me. I'm a pretty lit person.
Okay, y'all better go add that Snapchat. Anybody else in here got want to shout out their Snapchat name?
Hey, give me a
B. Oh, we got a B.
No.
Go ahead and hit that freestyle.
Turn it on up.
Dre, you don't have nothing.
You
need
to
freestyle. Come on. Yeah, what's Dre at?
Her dad have coaching too.
Okay. Shouts out to her dad then.
Give me a B.
Oh,
R&B. Come on.
Y'all gotta have a ham team.
$9.99. All proceeds go to the ham team. Hey, you can buy it out of my trunk. Let me clean it out first.
Yeah. All right, sis. Nobody else wants this hot mic. We're going to wrap this on up. Twitter? Who got Twitter in here?
I got a Twitter.
Okay.
Y'all go follow me. It's at DSHUMATE with two E's. DSHUMATEE. And that's my Twitter, Snapchat, and Instagram.
All right. Make sure y'all check that out.
I'm 18, so nobody younger than like 14.
Yeah, keep them straight. Yeah. Get those guidelines. Get those guidelines.
I mean, if you're younger than 16, don't follow me. For that.
All right, with that we're gonna wrap it up, and I'm gonna be talking to
bringing
you guys,
voices to power.
I really want to help.
Okay,
it's something. I know it's something.
I pray it grows. I pray that over the next several months we're able to raise enough to accomplish. I'm a driven individual, and I'm open. I can fund it.
All right, y'all, welcome to take a tour. Maybe you can get them in the back. Anytime. I always give away the people like Rob and doing something to make
the grassroots mouthpiece.
All the stuff we've been hearing lately, what's going on?
Yeah.
I'm asking you guys about how you feel. You're coming back to my office. You need to
be involved.
Fuck.
They can't stop us. United Voices with Sherry Saunders.